about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I am Dr. Dahlia Wax. Thank you all for tuning in. I am looking right now at, it looks good. It looks good. This is Burger King's latest hamburger, clocking in at almost 1,000 calories. It is the smoked bacon and cheddar double Angus. I mean, this sucker is huge. All right. Apparently, they just released the new smoked bacon and cheddar double Angus with a belt-busting 966 calories. This is twice as much as a Big Mac. Big Macs are small, aren't they? You know, now, you remember the Big Mac, how big the Big Mac was supposed to be? Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, quarter-pounder, french fries. Remember the Big Mac was supposed to be huge from McDonald's? And now, these burgers are just getting bigger. You got people with a big appetite. Big appetite. Well, wow. Two flame-grilled burgers crammed onto a bun with bacon and cheddar. You know, I don't like bacon burgers. I don't like the bacon taste messing with my burger. I don't mind a guacamole burger. I'm kind of into that burger with Swiss and guacamole or whatever. Okay, I'm just getting hungry. I'm sorry, guys. I'm hungry. All right. You know, eat a salad. Fish and salad. Eat a salad. It's healthier. But dang. Ooh, that looks good. Oh, that looks good. You know, at the start of the preceding hour, I was looking at a picture from New York City. Did you guys, have already must have heard this. Apparently, in front of a school in New York City, the street says school crossing, but school is misspelled. So it looks like Shakool, right? S-H-C-O-O-L-X-N-G instead of X-I-N-G. So some bozo couldn't spell at in front of the school crossing. It's on my Facebook fan page if you want to go. That's ridiculous. Just ridiculous. You know, can people just get it right? Can they just get it right? All right, a lot to talk about today on the show. Looks like if you cheat on your SAT test in New York, it's a felony. Felony. So no cheating. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some changes with healthcare, what Medicare may or may not cover, and a story about a woman in across the pond in Europe went to her doctor 13 times and dismissed, told to take hot baths, tea, it's all in her head, and she actually had bowel cancer. And again, you know, I watch what happens in Europe very closely because we are turning into Europe in terms of a medical system. And, I mean, 13 times, the patient kept going back to the doctor, trusting the doctor, and tests weren't run. The tests weren't run. Meanwhile, in news today, they're saying we're running too many tests out here. All right, where is the happy medium? This is something we just keep talking about on the show because it keeps coming up. One topic I couldn't get to last hour, which I want to get to this hour if we have time, is there's a study that suggests that kids may be able to grow out of autism. Okay, which is kind of cool. I always thought once you had autism, you had it, especially if it's a gene issue, unless maybe these are cases that weren't real autism. Another thing, good news today, is it looks like amputations and diabetics are falling. Yep, amputations and diabetics are falling. Now, maybe we need staff to catch the limbs, but oh, come on, that was funny. See, falling and somebody has to catch the limbs. Really, come on. I thought that was a good one. All right. Okay. So anyway, amputation. Diabetics used to lose their legs, lose their toes. We've been preventing that. This is something I am so proud of. Let's just give each other a hand. I think it's about that. Honestly, if you have diabetic, it doesn't mean now it's a death sentence, and it doesn't mean you're going to lose your limb. So I think that's great. A lot of cool stuff. I'm going to try to get to as much as we can in this hour. But I also want to get to your questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362. 3254. You can also email me while I'm on the show. I have our email up at drdahlia.com. Of course, follow me at Twitter. You could tweet while I'm on air. I don't care. You know, just open a window. And of course, Facebook. Follow me on Facebook. All right. Whew, let's rock and roll. You know, one topic I wanted to talk about last hour, I didn't have time, is you guys remember that Saudi Arabian woman who defied a driving ban and she drove a car. And then I guess she ended up getting 10 lashings. Well, the woman who drove actually just got killed in a car accident. All right. They were in a four-wheel drive over the weekend in the northern Hael province where the accident happened. One woman, they said, was immediately killed, and her companion who was driving the car was hospitalized after she suffered injuries. And, you know, when you look at this, you're like, oh, my gosh, you're trying to look at the name of the lady who was the one that, you know, was kind of a the poster child for defying the inability to drive in Saudi Arabia. Apparently, also, these women have a very difficult time getting cabs because the male cab drivers will not drive an unaccompanied woman, all right, unless she has an escort. Men aren't supposed to be around women like that. And so they just won't even go there. So these women, you know, they have to only get around by walking. You're really then limited to where you can walk. And then what about the safety aspect of that? So just, you know, thank God we live here in America. And I just pray for those souls over there. But unfortunately, like I said, the woman who was the poster child for the anti-driving movement has been killed in a car accident. Oh, that's spooky. Just spooky. Okay. Oh, I want to talk about something. We're coming up on break, but I want to talk about, this is really, really cool, okay? They say they found these oldest dinosaur nests in South Africa with little fossilized eggs and tiny little footprints, and they think that mommies had multiple babies and that they nested longer than they needed to, all right? The nest belonged to Massospondylus, a 6-meter, 20-foot ancestor of long-necked sauropod dinosaurs. They found tiny footprints of hatchlings showing that young dinosaurs stayed in the nest long enough to at least double in size. At least 10 nests were discovered at several different rock levels, each containing up to 34 round eggs in tightly clustered cutches. So that means they wanted to be with their mama. They love their mama. You see, my kids can't wait to move out of the house. I'm your mama. You need your mama. Mama dinosaur is speaking. Oh, how cute. Little tiny footprints of the little dinosaurs. Isn't that cute? All right. Let's get to some medical news when we come back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy A Ticket to Paradise. Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a report came out saying more people are not insured than they were a year ago. So we're having less and less people with insurance. Now, of course, we know a person who has insurance has more of a chance to be healthy. But another study came out saying those that have insurance and have jobs still fare better than those that don't have jobs but still have insurance. Now, of course, you all are going, well, duh. Of course, you have a job. You can pay for your medicines. That's true. That was the gist of the study. The study was like, look, you know, if you get insurance, all right, but you don't have a job, many people still aren't using the insurance because you still have deductibles. You still have copays. You still have to pay for your medications. So what does that mean? Why are we even bringing this up? Well, because it's good to, you know, get insurance for people and, you know, expand health care, and that's all fine and dandy. But what people still need are jobs, okay? You can't have a job-killing health care bill, right? You may give a person insurance, but they need a job, okay? Having the insurance doesn't mean as much as if you have the job to help pay for the little aspects of the insurance. And we all know insurance continues to go up. Nothing has changed. Insurance rates are continuing to go up. Now, what has changed is what's being covered. So we were talking about in the previous hour where some of my Medicare patients are saying, look, my doctor, my surgeon wants a pre-op, physical, x-ray, etc. But insurance, Medicare is not covering it. What do I do? And there's nothing they can do except pay cash. They're paying the radiology companies cash. I had to stop doing x-rays in my office because, you know, for Medicare patients, because Medicare wasn't paying for them anymore. They're cutting back. All right. And if Medicare doesn't pay for them, you start to see other insurance companies follow suit. And then I guess I'll have to sell our x-ray machine. I like having an x-ray in the office. And I've ended up doing many x-rays for free because I wanted to see if there was fluid in the lungs. I wanted to see if there was a tumor. I wanted to see what the size of the heart looked like. I think the x-ray is an extremely valuable tool. See if there's a fracture. I love having an x-ray in the office. But if insurance doesn't want to pay because they don't have to, this is going to be an issue. So what have we been seeing this year? Okay. Well, first, we were just told within the last couple of days that women may not need to have their bone density scans as often. Okay. Now, again, nobody's ever suggested men get a bone density scan. And I'm going to tell you, men, if you're listening, all right, and if you're over 60, get a bone density scan. I don't care what the government says or what Medicare says. Get a bone density scan because men can have hip fractures. We were just talking about Joe Paterno yesterday, you know, and how he had a hip fracture and how 50% of people with hip fractures could die in the first year. Okay. Men can have hip fractures just like women. Men's bones thin just like women, yet we only screen women. But what's unfortunate now is they're going to cut back on the screening of women. They're saying, look, you could do one, you know, at age 50. Well, now the latest study says wait till 65. They say do an initial test at 65. And then maybe you could wait an extra 15 years. Really? Initial bone density test, Medicare is saying at 65, you're already thin. Okay, you need to stop bone loss in your 50s when you're going through menopause. With men, I notice we could wait till age 60. But I sure as heck would have waited with the women till 65. But that's what Medicare covers at age 65. Now, luckily, not a lot of people have been affected by this because many people don't have Medicare until they are 65. But people who have disabilities on Medicare, no, we can't get them bone density scans. Okay, but what's the change? The change this year is they're saying, look, let's maybe put it off instead of every couple years. Let's just do one every decade and a half. Really, every decade and a half. Okay, well, one thing you need to know about osteoporosis, all right, Washington or Sebelius or Pelosi or whoever's coming up with these guidelines with no medical training whatsoever, is once you lose the bone, you can't get it back. You can't drink milk. You can't pop vitamin D and get the bone back. You need to prevent the loss from starting, okay? Right? It's very easy to trip. Trips and falls happen all the time. We talked about that last week. Many people on multiple medications or on antidepressants, etc., they're more at risk for falling. Those of us with pets, those of us with poor balance, we trip and fall. I fall at least once a year. I slip on the tile when it's wet. Right? One of the cats goes pee-pee because they don't want to go pee-pee in their potty box. They go pee-pee outside the potty box and they slip in it. All right? Wet floors, I slip. It doesn't matter what age you are. Luckily, thank God, my bones have been strong enough where I haven't fractured anything. But when I age, my bones are going to thin. I'm a white woman. White Caucasian women thin quicker than our other ethnic counterparts, but we all need to be checked. We all need to be screened because our bones all thin. So, okay, a DEXA scan every 15 years I think is a bunch of baloney, but if that's what Medicare is going to pay for, other insurance companies are going to follow suit, and if you want something different, you're going to have to pay for it. All right? They say most people with low back pain for less than 6 weeks should not get an x-ray or any other scans. So we had a lady walk in today where both her legs were going numb and she could barely stand. Really? Really? Oh, well, they say, but that's not low back pain. Those are other symptoms. Well, you're dang right. Okay? But it started with low back pain. All right, so no x-rays for 6 weeks. You see what they're doing? They're now even saying cholesterol tests are seldom needed every year unless yours is high. They say maybe we should just check you every 5 years. We've already talked about pap smears. They're recommending maybe only one every 3 years. I think that's a bunch of baloney. They say pelvic exams are not a good screening tool for ovarian cancer and shouldn't be required to get the pill. See, they don't even want the doctor examining you. They don't want the doctor anywhere around you. No annual EKGs or other cardiac screening. Now some guidelines have been published for low-risk patients. That's from the U.S. Preventative Task Force. Of course they don't recommend EKGs. Of course they don't. All right, so what do you do as a consumer? What do you do as a patient? I don't know. Unless start stashing money away under your pillow or under your baseboard. All right. Remember what's happening. All right. We have to come up with a healthcare system for everybody. All right. Insurance companies have to come up with certain requirements. And what they're noticing is, okay, wait a second, wait a second. I'll do those requirements. So I'm with the law, but then I'm not going to cover everything else. Same thing with Medicare. All right. You want a physical? You got a physical, Kathleen Sebelius. But okay, we now don't have to cover pre-op. If Medicare patients need to get a pre-op x-ray for the anesthesiologist or the surgeon, they don't have to cover it because it's not now in the guidelines. It's not in the skeleton insurance you have to have, the skeleton-based insurance. And it's very frustrating because this whole passive-aggressive baloney is driving me and my patients bonkers. Now, kind of a similar instance that I went through. This is going to now be a little bit of a corollary or analogy, if I could say. All right. I was looking for another office to rent early on in my career for starting our practice. Okay. And we found an office, but I noticed there wasn't a lot of parking. And I noticed where we were going to rent, there were cars covering it up. All right. And I was like, well, I want more handicap parking for my patients, and I'm going to want more parking spaces. So the landlord said, well, then this is what we're going to do. We're going to assign you X number of parking spaces and assign everybody else. Okay, well, you think that's going to be good? They're like, great, great. Okay, you're going to assign me parking spaces. I'll get my own parking spaces. Love it. Thank you. Well, Then I figured this out. They're going to give me only 5 parking spaces. They divided all the parking spaces up where each of us got 5. Okay? Well, if the parking space is labeled and you have more patients, and obviously a practice of 3 providers at the time was going to need more than 5 parking spaces, you can't park anywhere else. So the moral to that is sometimes what you ask for, you know, be careful what you ask for. Because if you ask for something, it may actually limit you. So this is exactly what's happening now with our medical system. All right, we asked for a physical. We asked for birth control. Okay, we're getting it. But then we're going to get nothing else. Nothing else. Because they now have to put all their money and time into what the government requires. And this is the start of what I predicted, the 2-tier system. You could either settle for the bare basic skeleton system, or you can, I guess, shell out your pockets and empty your wallet on a health system or an insurance company that's going to cover all the goodies and extras. And they shouldn't be goodies or extras because we were able to have them all along. Once government gets involved, this is exactly what happens. They're going to say, I'll follow the rules. I will follow it to a T. And I, you know, we've talked about the Affordable Health Care Act and how employers are going to now follow to a T. They're like, all right, if, you know, 20 or more employees, we have to follow this rule, but I'm going to be at 19.5. I'll hire a part-timer just to be right under the wire. Remember, people are going to be smart, just like Romney was with the taxes. They're going to use the system to their advantage, and that's what we're seeing. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back, and a lot more medical news on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just 1 nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com. Or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We are back. Dr. Dahlia here. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia so I could give you up-to-the-date medical updates. So this is kind of interesting. There's a theory that children can recover from autism, that there are some kids diagnosed with autism that outgrow it. Now, this is a study published in the journal Pediatrics, found one-third of youngsters who had ever been diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder no longer had the diagnosis at the time their parents were surveyed. Researchers noted that past studies have also found some children who originally had this disorder lose that diagnosis and are no longer considered autistic. Was the first diagnosis a mistake, or did they actually outgrow it? Now, this team was led by Dr. Zimmerman from Massachusetts General for Children. They studied, this was a survey. Oh, I hate surveys. Anyway, they said of the 92,000 parents of children aged 17 or younger, they say 1,300 said their child had a past or current diagnosis of an autism spectrum disorder. In 453 of those cases, children have been diagnosed by a doctor of having a disorder, but parents said they didn't have one anymore. Some might have had hearing problems. Some might have had a learning disability. I'd agree with that. I would agree with that. I can't tell you how many kids I have seen who, before like Asperger's, which is a milder diagnosis you get on the autism spectrum. You know, we talked about Asperger's kids. A lot of times they're kind of heavy, don't seem to be popular with the kids, not very good in sports, a little clumsy, sometimes behavior issues. a little oppositional defiance sometimes. And these Asperger kids sometimes outgrow it. They start to thin down. They start to get cool. They start to get some friends. And, you know, they start to blend in with society a little better. So I have seen that. Okay, but a full-blown autistic child, no, never seen that. All right, now, I do believe that if you hone in quickly and start intervention quickly with an autistic child, you can make them less autistic. I believe intervention can happen. It happened with my nephews. I've seen it with my patients. But still, though, they still have that baseline autism. So it makes sense. If you have mild autistic children, can you work on them? And with growth, can they develop, you know, develop differently? Now, it's interesting because finding an adult that is, you know, out in our community with Asperger's is very difficult. You know, as a trade professional, I'm starting to figure it out. You know, you're like, okay, I could tell there is something going on with him. All right. Here's an example. Now, I don't know for sure because he's never been diagnosed, but Taylor Hicks. Okay. Remember from American Idol? Okay. We'd be watching Taylor Hicks and, you know, Simon Cowell was like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And he looks like the typical Asperger's. All right. However, these Asperger kids are very smart. Many are extremely talented. Some of them are very, very funny and entertaining. Taylor Hicks falls into that. But you saw Simon Cowell puzzled going, what's wrong with you? There's something wrong with you. But the guy was talented as heck. I wouldn't be surprised if Taylor Hicks has a little bit of Asperger's, but is one of those ones that made it into adulthood and just shined and blossomed. All right. But there's a little something there from a social aspect that you could pick up. Okay. So, you know, can a child outgrow autism? I'm going to say no. If you look at the, you know, true diagnosis of autism and outgrowing, but could the range of the spectrum have kids misdiagnosed or early autism or Asperger's and develop well? Absolutely. Absolutely. But I'm going to tell you, a lot of learning disabilities are misdiagnosed as ADD and Asperger's and autism. And so I think you really need these good specialists involved. And, you know, unfortunately, we don't have enough people in the teaching community that know this. You know, there are some people out there and, you know, bless their hearts, you know, that have had the extra training, but many don't. And then the teacher tells the parent, look, I don't really know why he doesn't get this. You know, maybe he has a learning disorder. Maybe he's ADD. They go to the doctor. The doctor's like, well, yes, I see ADD. But remember, many autistic children and Asperger's have ADD. So like, ADD, I got it. They go on medication and nobody really investigates deeper. And that's what we need. So interesting study. All right. Still on the subject of kids, looks like there's a huge lunchbox recall over leaking freezer gel. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. California Innovations, Inc. is voluntarily recalling about 250,000 insulated lunchboxes. I know grown-ups use them as well, because they can leak the damaged freezer gel packs. Now, the gel, remember we used to use Blue Ice? Remember in the 80s, Blue Ice came out? It was so cool, and our moms and dads would throw Blue Ice in our lunchbox to keep our food cool. Anyway, the gel contains diethylene glycol and ethylene glycol, which can be poisonous if ingested. Now, the company has gotten two reports of a dog chewing, ingesting the gel from the gel pack. One dog died, a second one was treated and recovered. So now they're like, you know what, let's just not mess with it. And I guess the product is a CI Sport three-piece expandable insulated lunchbox set, which has the aluminum bottle and the freezer gel pack. So watch out for these freezer gel packs, and do not let the dogs, especially my dogs. I mean, I love my dogs, but they're stupid. They chew on everything. And something kind of blue like that looks soft, you know, and looks like, you know, something that could be edible. Oh, you bet that'd be all over that. So be careful. All right, in more children's news, this is interesting, all right? Lego has now come out with a line for girls. And what they have is these little Lego toy pieces, little girls, and Lego sets, you know, kind of like Barbie would do. Well, apparently critics think it's offensive and sexist because these little Lego girl toys, the girls are very pretty. All right? They're slim figures, stylish clothes. So they think it's going to contribute to gender stereotyping and promoting body dissatisfaction in girls. All right. Now, this is a little ridiculous, okay? All right. Just hear this out. Online petitions have been started to protest the toy line, which includes a butterfly beauty shop and a Your Fashion Designer workshop. The International Association of Eating Disorder Professionals said the toys were devoid of imagination and promote overt forms of sexism. They say the toys send girls a message that being pretty is more important than who you are or what you can do. All right, let's just stop for a second here, okay? I had Barbies when I was a kid. If the company gave me a teenage Barbie that, let's say, looked like me in high school, bad dye job, pimples, hair starting to grow in the underarms, lopsided breasts because breasts grow at different rates, I probably wouldn't want to play with the toy. I mean, it really wouldn't be an attractive toy. All right. If you're going to sell a toy to a child, they're probably going to have to be pimple free. They're probably going to have some sort of symmetry to their body shape. All right. They probably shouldn't have period stains on the back of their pants. Okay. I mean, how realistic, all right, are these critics expecting toys to be? Remember, toys are for imagination. What are they going to do? Go after Barbie? Well, they are. They're trying to make Barbie bald for chemotherapy Barbie. Why don't they do acne Barbie? Why don't they do hyperhidrosis Barbie, where Barbie's hands and underarms and armpits and feet drip with sweat? Why don't you do hyperhidrosis Barbie? Why don't you do menorrhagia Barbie, where Barbie has heavy periods like a lot of us do? I mean, can these companies sell the product? Have irritable bowel Barbie, right, who has gas and bloating all the time. Have diarrhea Barbie. Where does this stop? Where does this stop? All right, let these toy companies make toys. Kids like to play with aesthetic-looking toys, okay? Just let them do that. I don't understand why everything has to be so political. I mean, is this a form of political correctness? I think it insults political correctness. Just let the toys look cute, please. Don't go after Lego for sexism just because there's girls that are blonde and brunette. All right, guys, when we come back, let's get to some more medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. All right, a lot more to talk about, and I know we're coming up on the last quarter of the show, so we're going to just kind of hit some medical headlines and go through these kind of pretty quickly. A study today came out saying getting a legal abortion is a heck of a lot safer than giving birth. I know. What kind of can of worms is this going to open up? A U.S. study said that researchers found that women were 14 times more likely to die during or after giving birth than complications from an abortion. They said experts say the findings contradict some state laws that suggest abortions are high-risk procedures. Okay. An induced abortion, they say, like any other medical procedure, requires getting informed consent. Women should understand, acknowledge the risk of the different options, but giving birth vaginally comes with a 14 times greater risk. Okay. All right. I don't want kids to misinterpret this by any means. All right. Thank you for the study. We know, all right, this isn't anything new. We know carrying a baby to term has risks. You have preeclampsia, eclampsia. You have HELLP syndrome. There's all sorts of different things that can happen, right, when you're pregnant. We get that. But you start throwing these studies around, saying, oh, my gosh, you have 14 times more chance to die giving birth than having an abortion. Kids are going to take this the wrong way. All right? I think any state law that does discuss how abortions are high-risk procedures, I think can stay. I think abortions can be high-risk procedures. There was a 911 call. I posted this on my Facebook fan page because I could add the video, et cetera, where I guess an abortion was botched up. Something happened. Patient was bleeding extremely heavily. And you hear the front office staff that didn't have medical training. Of course, they were just, you know, front office staff, you know, just kind of struggling and trying to talk to the paramedics. Paramedics are trying to figure out what's going on. You hear a lot of chaos in the back. Look, abortions can go bad. Pregnancies can go bad. Surgeries can go bad. Everything can go bad. All right. But I don't want this study misinterpreted. All right. And people saying, all right, so abortion is safe. No, it's not. No, it's not. There are still risks. And 13, 14-year-olds, 15-year-old girls, I don't think have any business getting this done, especially without a parent being around. So I think any laws trying to allow kids to get abortions without their parents, I am completely against. It's a surgical procedure. You need somebody taking care of them and watching them. I know Fast Times at Ridgemont High made it look like she could walk out of there and everything fine and go to the mall, etc. But somebody has to know. Somebody has to watch them because they could bleed. They could have an infection. What about the psychological sequelae? So they really shouldn't dismiss and trivialize what an abortion is. Yes, they're in essence right. Giving birth to term can have more risks, but they need to be extremely careful with this study. Okay. Also in the news, they say enriched skim milk may be good for gout. They say for those of you having frequent flare-ups with gout, a new study shows that having skim milk powder enriched with GMP, which is glycomacropeptide, sounds tasty, can actually decrease gout attacks. Gout, we've talked about, we have uric acid, very, very pretty crystal that at a certain point supersaturates, causes crystals in your joints, usually the joints you've had damage to, but a lot of times we see knee and big toe. And they found that patients getting the powder of this enriched skim milk with this GMP, which is basically also, there's also a milk fat extract, do better. So that'll be kind of cool, cheaper than medicine. And anything to decrease gout flare-ups, I'm for. Right now, we just recommend to stay away from the purines, high protein, stay away from alcohol, etc. Okay, now this is really cool. Scientists have developed a magnetic soap that can help clean up oil spills. This is really, really cool, okay? The soap responds to magnets. So the materials the soap dissolves are attracted all together, and then you can quickly remove them using a magnetic field. All right. Scientists say the soap is still in the laboratory stages, but they're now looking at how to make it better. Now, we know how soap works. OK, you got these molecules in the soap that kind of attach themselves to oil, grimy surfaces. OK, the end of the molecules behave funny. One end could be attracted to water, the other repelled by it. This is why you see the soap and the dirt and the oil. You see the stuff kind of coalesce because of the soap molecules gather up into droplets with all the water loving inwards, the others outward, etc. And soap has, I guess, was discovered in the Pharaoh time and then Romans, etc. But to add magnetism to it, way cool. Way, way cool. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, also in the news, and again, I hope I'm not going too quickly with this, but these are just some headlines, some really cool stuff, and I figured I would just bullet them and let you guys hear. There's a snake bite, they say, a Russell Pit Viper's venom that can actually reverse puberty. Really? Reduce puberty? You know, I would like to go down a couple breast cup sizes, but I don't know if it'll do that. They say a study in The Lancet showed that 29% of people who survived the Russell Viper bites, I mean, you got to survive because it's very toxic venom, suffered from hypopituitarism, which resulted in men losing facial and pubic hair, women losing their curves, weight loss, sex drive, and fertility. Ah, so it messed with the pituitary, the gland in the body that deals with the hormones. That's very, very interesting. It could also cause kidney failure. Not fun. Not fun at all. And widespread hemorrhaging. All right, not good. Not good, but still. I don't want to lose my puberty. Thank you. I like it. All right, what's this here? Okay, Starbucks is adding beer and wine. Bine and weir. Beer and wine to select shops. Looks like in Los Angeles, Portland, they've already had it. Seattle, they may also add this to Chicago, where you could actually get $5 beer and wine for $7 to $9 in Starbucks. Some people are saying, I don't want to go to Starbucks because I don't want to be around drunks. I really doubt people are going to get drunk at Starbucks, but I guess Starbucks is going to add food, hot breads, more types of snacks, alcohol. They're trying to expand. They must be getting hit with this economy just like all of us. Interesting. I mean, you have to kind of think laterally and be creative. You know, we were talking about how Burger King's going to try delivering. We kind of opened with that, you know, big 1,000-calorie burger. Pretty disgusting. Pretty disgusting looking. But I know it'll, you know, it feeds our men. Our men want a big burger, want to just sink their teeth into it. All right. I'm sure you guys heard about this dentist. We talked about this in the previous hour. There's a dentist in Fall River, Massachusetts, that Michael Clare, 53 years old, who used paper clips on his patient's root canals rather than using the stainless steel surgical instruments that you're supposed to autoclave and use. All right, he pleaded guilty. He also apparently did some Medicaid fraud, what they say, back in 2002, where he filed claims using other dentists' names so he could get paid by Medicaid. But he was literally using paper clips and people's root canals. Now, we were talking about MacGyver medicine and how we learned that in school, where you could do certain things, you know, if you were out in the wilderness. You know MacGyver, right, from the 80s? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, MacGyver, right? He would make a bomb out of bubblegum, him. And we've talked about, you know, burr-holing nails. Let's say you slam your finger in a door and you start to bleed underneath the nail. We were taught you light the nail with a match or a lighter, and then you puncture the nail. Well, I never liked doing that because I thought that was too much force and the paperclip was too blunt. So I like to use just a needle, you know, a sterile needle in the office to do that. But anyway, paperclips have no business being in the mouth, no business being used by a dentist. And this guy's a putz, you know, that's all I could say. All right, and then really quickly, the best hospital list came out today based on health grades ratings, and they said Baltimore is the city that has the best hospital care. They say 9 out of 19 eligible hospitals did very well with grading and with complications, and I guess, you know, people had less chance of dying at distinguished hospitals than other hospitals. Runner-up was Phoenix and Prescott. We also had Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Richmond, Virginia, Cincinnati, Ohio, West Palm Beach, Florida, Chattanooga, Tennessee, St. Louis, Missouri, Hartford, New Haven, Connecticut, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Michigan. Apparently they have. They're the cities with some of the best hospitals. All right. I like the cities of my hospital. Or I like the hospitals in my city. I'd also like a drink of water. I've been talking for a few hours. All right, guys. Great show. If you could stay on board for another hour, do so. If not, I...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Not too long ago, a friend of mine, Michael Zwirling, introduced me to Alex Jones, hoping he could help me with my health crusade. I must say that I'm beyond impressed that Alex Jones has become my hero. Just in case the secret hasn't gotten out yet, I want to tell you that millions of people are listening, and Alex is one of the most powerful driving forces in radio to date. We need everyone to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and join our effort to get this world healthy again. The InfoWar cannot be won with sick ground soldiers deprived of the basic 90 essential nutrients. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and find out what the entire buzz is about. We can no longer rely on Big Brother for health care, so take action and go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Only you can take the steps to good health. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and prevent your family from getting sick and get them on the road to recovery. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.